You are not to speak to that woman next door ever.
You mean Betty?
That's the one.
But why?
Because I've disowned her husband as my friend. This is war, and I don't want any fraternizing with the enemy.
Okay, Fred. But since Barney's no longer your friend, I suppose you won't let him take you to the ball game tomorrow night with those two tickets he has.
Ball game?
I understand the game is sold out.
Ball game. I don't care what, Barney. As far as I'm concerned, it could... Oh, Wilma.
Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby, cradle and all.
That sounds like Betty.
Hi, Wilma.
Hi, Betty. So that was you singing.
I'm trying to get the baby to fall asleep.
Baby? Why, Betty! Congratulations! Why didn't you tell me?
Hold it, Wilma. This is my sister's baby. I'm minding him while Sis and her husband are on a trip. I thought I mentioned it to you.
Oh, that's right, you did. It slipped my mind because it was weeks ago. Oh, isn't he darling? What's his name?
Marblehead Sandstone Jr. We call him Sandy for short.
Hello, Sandy. Coochie, 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 coochie. Ow!
I forgot to tell you, he's getting his teeth.
Getting his teeth? I got a scoop for you, Betty. He's got 'em.
Well, tonight's the big night, Barney boy.
Yeah, either our bowling team or the Rockland Rockets will win permanent possession of the championship trophy.
What do you mean, either our team or the Rockland Rockets? We are going to win. I'm going to bowl my usual steady, sensational game. And you, Barney, have been bowling great this whole tournament.
Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, without you bowling over your head like you are, even my fantastic bowling wouldn't have taken some of those close games.
You're just being modest, Fred.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not like some guys. I got a lot to be modest about. Well, we're home, Barney. Brace yourself while I hit the brakes.
Right, Fred. See you after dinner, huh, Fred?
Right, pal. I'll pick you up in an hour. We got a trophy to win tonight.
I'll be ready, Freddy.
Wilma, I'm home.
I hear him, Dino. In exactly 1 second, he'll burst through the door and say...
Where's my dinner, honey? I'm starved.
It's on the table, Fred. I knew you'd want to get to your bowling match early.
Ah, thanks, Wilma, baby. You're a real pal.
I'll get the dessert ready. Start in, dear.
Boy, barbecued brontosaurus ribs.
Your favorite, Fred.
Yeah. Hey, Wilma, I just thought of something. This is the first time in days that Dino hasn't knocked me down or tripped me when I came in. He isn't sick, is he?
Sick? No, Dino's fine.
Oh, well, maybe he's given up playing those corny tricks on me. Huh? All right, wise guy, knock it off. Delicious, Wilma. Absolutely delicious.
Thanks, Brad. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. Betty has a baby. Fred, are you all right?
Baby?
Yes, He's the cutest thing. It's Betty's sister's child. Betty's taking care of him for a few days.
Oh, boy, I'm glad it's not Betty's.
Why would you say that, Fred?
Well, there's nothing like a baby to tie a guy down. Bonnie'd have to give up shooting pool, bowling, ball games. I've seen it happen.
So what?
So what? If Bonnie got tied down like that, I'd have to find another friend. And friends like Bonnie are hard to find. I can beat him at every game.
Sometimes you exasperate me, Fred. Sometimes I just don't understand you at all.
Now what's eating her? What are you cooking, Wilma?
Brontosaurus soup, Fred. Your favorite.
And Dino's favorite, too.
Here you are, Dino. It's all yours.
Where's he going with the bone?
Honestly, Fred, I just don't know what Dino does with all the bones I give him.
Have you seen my bowling ball, Wilma?
Have you tried the closet?
No, but I'll try anything once. That's all I need, a missing bowling ball. Uh-oh, look out!
Fred, what happened? Did you find your ball?
Yeah, I found it. And then I also found out where Dino's been hiding his ball.
Good luck, Fred.
I may be a little late, honey. When we win the trophy tonight, we'll probably stage a little celebration.
Okay, but watch it. Don't come home over-celebrated.
Over-celebrated. Yeah, hope Bonnie's ready to leave. Hiya, Betty. Is the master of the house finished dinner yet?
He's in the living room, Fred. Go right in.
Thanks, Betty. Oh, Bonnie! Good old Hookball Flintstone is here. Let's go!
So what's this, though? Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Hello,
Fred. I'm out of breath.
You mean you're out of your mind?
What do you mean, Fred?
Getting yourself exhausted before the championship match.
Oh, look what you've done, Fred. You made little Marblehead cry.
Oh, tough. Real tough. I feel real bad for Marblehead.
No. There, baby. The big old man is gonna leave. I don't think Marblehead likes you, Fred.
Well, I got news for you. He doesn't do a thing for me either.
Now you hurt his itty-bitty feelings.
Will you put that kid down and let's go bowling?
What? And leave little Marblehead all upset? I can't do it, Fred. I'm not bowling tonight.
You gotta bowl. The team needs you.
Sorry, Fred. Marblehead needs me more. Gucci.
Okay. That's it. We're through. You are canceled out as my neighbor and friend. I never saw
anything. Is something wrong, Fred?
You are married to a nut. Nut.
Really?
And the trophy symbolizing the championship goes to the winning team, the Rockland Rockets. Yay! Bedrock team have taken their defeat like the good sports they are.
We was robbed!
Lucky!
You're a bunch of crooks.
Why, it's Fred. He's home early from the victory celebration. I can hardly wait to see the trophy.
You are not to speak to that woman next door ever.
You mean Betty?
That's the one.
But why?
Because I've disowned her husband as my friend. This is war, and I don't want any fraternizing with the enemy.
I gather that you lost the bowling match tonight.
That has nothing to do with it. This has been coming on for a long time.
Okay, Fred. But since Barney's no longer your friend, I suppose you won't let him take you to the ball game tomorrow night with those two tickets he has.
Ball game?
I understand the game is sold out.
Ball game. I don't care what, Barney. As far as I'm concerned, Wilma.
Yes, Fred?
Maybe I've been too hasty about breaking off with Barney.
Hasty? Oh, not you, Fred.
Sometimes it's more noble to forgive and forget.
Then I can talk to my best friend, Betty?
Anytime, Wilma, anytime.
Oh, thanks so much, Fred.
I think I'll go over and tell Barney the good news that we're buddies again.
Yeah. Till the ball game is over, at least.
Hey, Barney, where are you?
In here, Fred.
I got good news for you, pal.
Yeah, what is it?
I forgive you for missing the bowling match and staying home with little... What's his name here?
Oh, gee, that's swell, Fred.
Ow! Get him off of me! Quick!
Sorry, Fred. Marblehead is just trying out his new tooth.
Yeah, well, maybe you ought to get him a bone. But don't worry, my finger will be all right by the time we see the ball game tomorrow night.
Ball game?
Yeah, ball game, like you have two tickets for and promise to take me to.
Oh, that ball game. Well, you see, Fred, when you canceled our friendship, I gave the two tickets to Joe Rockhead. I thought you and I was true.
You're right. We are true.
Oh, you scared little Marblehead again.
It's impossible to be friends with such an unreliable guy like you. Goodbye forever.
So long, Fred. Well, look at funny Uncle Barney, Marblehead. Oopsie doopsie doopsie. Oopsie doopsie.
When I left the house, Fred and Barney were buddies again. Can you beat that?
I'm sure glad they made up. They've been friends too long to quarrel.
Oh, you know those two. They can't stay mad at each other.
Fred's figured a way to stop bickering with Barney. He said from now on, he'll forgive and forget.
That's nice.
Wilma, stop packing. We're moving.
Moving?
Uh-oh. They've only stayed buddies 5 minutes this time.
Fred, what about forgive and forget?
That's right. I'll never forgive myself for forgetting to stay mad at that guy. This is war. And any wife of Barney's is the enemy. Out, out, out!
Fred!
Never mind, Wilma. I'll see you later.
Fred Flintstone, we are not moving, and that's that. Stay mad at Barney if you want to, but I'm still friends with Betty. Get it?
Yeah, I got it, traitor.
Wilma!
Oh, good morning, Betty.
How come Fred isn't watering the lawn?
Are you kidding? Today is Sunday, His Majesty's Day of Rest. What's Barney doing?
Minding the baby. What else?
Fred would never do that. He doesn't like babies.
What's the matter? Keep this kid in your yard. This baby's your problem, not mine.
Well, gee, Fred, I'm sorry.
That kid has caused nothing but trouble since he came here.
I don't know how you got out of your courage, but I'll make sure you don't do it again. Go to sleep, my baby. My baby. My baby. Go to sleep, my baby. My baby. Not a sound. He must be fast asleep. Now I'll give it the old sneakeroo on my tippy toes.
Huh? Oh, no, not you again.
Well, what's the matter now, Fred?
That kid came over again and bit me.
Well, that's impossible. He's fast asleep in his carriage. There, it's just your imagination, Freddy boy.
Oh, yeah? I suppose I imagined this, too.
There, now, don't be frightened, Marblehead. Fatso is all mouth.
You'll be all lumps if that kid comes over here again. Babies, yuck.
We'll only be gone for a couple of hours, Wilma. Are you sure it's okay?
Of course. I'll be glad to mind the baby for you. Little Marblehead and I will have lots of fun, won't we?
I'll send Barney over as soon as we get home.
So long, Marblehead.
Well, little fella, would you like to take a nap? Oh, hi, Fred.
What is that doing in my house?
Oh, Fred, now you've hurt his feelings. Here, hold him while I fix his bed. I'll just be a minute.
Gung, 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 gung. Goo, 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 you little rascal.
Okay, Fred, put little Marblehead in your bed.
On my bed? What's the idea? What's the matter? Don't he like my bed?
Oh, he's just tired. He'll cry himself to sleep in a little while.
I think I'll go for a walk. Get away from that racket.
All right, Fred.
Be back in a little while, Wilma.
Okay.
Poor little fella. We can't let him cry like that.
Psst. Hey, Marblehead, look.
Gee, he doesn't go for that anymore.
Barney, do you see what I see?
I see it, but I don't believe it.
Boink, boink, boink. Boink, boink, boink. Boink, boink, boink. Boink, boink, boink. Boink, boink.
I don't get it.
And I hope you don't get it, whatever it is.
Thanks for minding little Marblehead, Wilma.
It was a pleasure.
By the way, how's Fred feeling?
Fred? Oh, he's fine. He went out for a while. Babies make him jumpy.
Yeah, I noticed that. Real jumpy. Okay, little fella. You take a nice nap now.
Thank you.
Here, Barney, will you feed the baby?
Oh, sure, Betty. He's in his carriage taking a nap.
Barney, what are you doing?
Beats me. You're supposed to wet your wrists, but I don't know why.
I didn't think he knew.
Wake up, Marblehead. Lunch is now being served. Oh, no. He's gone. Somebody took Marblehead. Betty, have you got the baby?
Of course not. Nobody can get near the baby with you around.
He's gone. Marblehead has disappeared.
The baby's gone? Ah! Somebody kidnapped Marblehead. Quick, Barney, do something.
Yeah. That's a good idea. But
oh,
what?
Call the police.
Yeah, that's it. The police, here.
Hey, Slagbottom, answer that, will you? Okay, Sarge. Hey, Joe, will you answer that?
Yeah, okay. Hey, Sarge, will you see who's it for?
Okay. Bedrock Police, Sergeant Sunday speaking. A what? Kidnapping? Where? Don't touch anything. We'll be right over. All right, men, spread out.
Something's going on next door.
You cover the front of the house, Slagbottom. And Joe, see if you can discover any clues in the back.
I wish I could go out there and help.
Mm-mm. The sergeant said we'd help best by staying out of their way.
What's all the excitement, officer?
We're looking for a... Say, is that your baby?
Who, Marblehead? No, he's my...
Hey, Mrs. Rubble, I got your baby back.
And that's the whole story, officer. The baby must have crawled over the fence, and Mr. Flintstone was bringing him back.
My husband wouldn't take a baby, officer. He doesn't like them in the first place.
Well, okay, I won't book him. But watch it, will you? No more false alarms. We're very busy down at the station.
Eee, boy. Is that bump on his head gonna hurt when he wakes up? Woof, Red.
Does this bump on my head hurt? I ought to sue that troublemaker Rubble.
Oh, go to bed, Fred. It's all over and everything turned out all right.
Well, okay. But if anyone ever mentions a baby again, I'll...
Wilma, what's the matter?
Oh, Fred. I don't know how to tell you.
Tell me what?
Vince, I know how you hate them.
I don't hate them. I like them. It's just that I never had a nose snood before.
It's not for you. It's for our baby.
Well, that's good. I wouldn't have worn it anyway. Oh, boy, am I beat. Good night, Wilma.
Baby? Nah.
Baby? Well, Wilma, did you say?
Yes, I said your baby. You're not mad at me, Fred?
Mad at you? I'm mad about you, sweetheart.
Oh, Fred.
Hey, wake up, everybody. I'm gonna have a baby.
Fred's gonna have a baby?
Wake up, folks. Everybody listen. True, folks, the Flintstones are gonna have a baby. And I want everybody in the home.